This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's 2026, I see. Is your headphones working? Is your microphone working? Mine's not.
Oh.
Are your headphones working?
Yeah.
Hold on, mine are not.
Uh-oh. Is he not plugged in?
No, I'm plugged in.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody.
There was really no... If my microphone is working, right? You can hear me talk?
I can't, no.
You can't hear me talk?
No, I can hear myself talk.
So my microphone is not working.
Oh, that's weird. Well, it's a cute morning show with Bill and Alyssa. Bill is here. We're just having some technical difficulties.
Okay, one more time. This is definitely not working.
No, I don't hear you.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Welcome back, everyone. Happy New Year!
Are you kidding me right now?
We figured it out, sort of.
We took 2 weeks off. If you need any more evidence that we are live this morning, then this should be it right here. This is the evidence that we're live. It's Monday, January 5th.
And boy, does it feel like a Monday.
Alyssa and I haven't been in the studio for about 2 weeks, and apparently everything's broken.
I could have guessed this. I had this on my 2026 bingo card.
So right now, I'm using one of the guest mics in the studio.
Actually, no, he's using my microphone, and
yes,
I'm using the guest microphone.
Okay.
So we are configured all weird. Bill and I are both crouching like we're about to tell each other a secret, but we're just trying to talk into the microphones.
Right. The reason why is because Alyssa's mic does not reach over to my side of the room, so I'm like doubled over just trying to speak into it. This is kind of like working on your car as it's flying down 480 and there's some sort of a, you know, there's steam coming out of your engine. And
yeah.
But you can't pull over and work on it.
You just got to keep going.
So hold on. I'm going to turn this off for a second. I just want to double check my microphone again.
Okay.
So this is mine and it's not working, is it?
I can't tell.
You can't tell?
I don't think it is.
Like, how can you not tell?
Because. The microphone is right there.
Okay, hold on. You're right. I turned off the wrong one. Okay. So this is my mic.
Nope, that's not working.
Oh my God.
Nope. Nope. They shut off Bill's mic while we were gone. Maybe that's a sign. Maybe we get
one more day of break.
So you're saying this was planned?
Maybe. Maybe we should just take it as a sign that we weren't supposed to come back yet. Just go get some more rest.
Wow. Like, this is unbelievable. Like, this is not even comfortable to do. We should give you your microphone back, because there's no reason we should both be hunched over doing a show today.
Oh, no, I'm doing this in solidarity with you.
No,
if you've got to do it, then I'll do it, too.
At least one of us should be comfortable.
No. If one of us isn't comfortable, then neither of us get to be comfortable.
Oh, my God.
Happy Monday, everybody.
There's lots to talk about. Hopefully, everything will be working, and we'll be able to do that very soon. You've got the Q Morning Show. Welcome back. Miles Smith, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Our first show in 2026. Alyssa and I, our last show together was December 19th.
That's crazy. I feel like I haven't seen you in weeks. I haven't.
I haven't seen you since last year.
Ha ha. See what you did there.
And so we got a lot of catching up to do. Where do you want to start? Let's start. You want to start on New Year's Eve?
Yeah. How was your New Year's?
Would you like to guess if I stayed awake until midnight?
I'm going to say no. I bet no.
I usually don't.
Did you?
I did not.
No.
No. I was in bed by 11:30.
11th? Okay. At that point, just stay up. Come on.
Let me explain to you what was happening at my house on New Year's Eve, because I outsmarted myself this year.
What does that mean?
Because I've told you, I've talked about this on the show, and my oldest son, who's 14, has developed a bit of a social life. And so occasionally, the past few months, he's been spending time at friends' homes on Friday nights and Saturday nights, and he stays out late, and he needs a ride home. So I've been having to stay up late
to go get him,
to go pick him up, which has not worked out well, because sometimes I'm really, really tired. I want to go to bed. And, you know, I can't have any alcoholic beverages, you know, if that's the case. And I really can't relax and enjoy myself because
you know you have something to do.
I have to go pick him up at some point in the night. So a few weeks ago, and this is leading up to New Year's, I knew that the Ohio State Buckeyes played on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And I knew that he wanted to watch that game with his friends. Mm-hmm. So I thought I would be proactive. And I threw this out to Will. I said, hey, why don't you invite everybody over here on New Year's Eve?
Oh.
They can watch the game. We'll get pizza and have snacks. And then if they want to spend the night, they can spend the night.
Oh, fine.
And you guys can watch the ball drop, because I knew we'd be up till midnight.
Yeah, of course.
I thought this would be better as opposed to having me drive around the city to wherever he is and go pick him up on New Year's Eve.
I think it sounds like a great plan.
And especially with the way that the weather, how the weather was on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it was nasty out.
It's a blizzard outside. So I was happy that I made that decision, so I was able to be home on New Year's Eve. However, having all of those boys in the house, it was pure chaos.
Pandemonium.
It was
how did you go to bed?
It was so loud. And it's not like I just thought they would chill and sit on the couch and watch the football game. They're running around the house.
They're young boys. Come on.
But they're 14. They're not fifth graders. I thought
they're 14 and it's New Year's and it's exciting and football and all the things. You set yourself up for that, but I bet that they had a blast.
Yeah, I think they had a good time. I was kind of sequestered into a part of my house that I'm really not comfortable in. The TV isn't as big.
Why didn't you watch it with them?
Oh, because I don't really watch the Buckeyes.
Oh, okay. Well,
plus, Will's with his friends. Why? He doesn't want his dad hanging around him.
Nah, maybe not yet. Give it a couple years, and they will be like, want a beer with you. Just wait.
Yeah, that's years away. That's not going to happen anytime
soon. 5 years. Yeah. Like 5 years.
In 5 years?
He'll be 19.
He's going to wait till he's 21.
He can have a beer with dad.
When he's 21.
Okay.
That's when that's going to happen. So, yeah, Paul and I just said, all right, enough. We set some ground rules, and we said, okay, if you need this, do this. If, you know, whatever, we're going to bed. You guys have fun. And we went into our room, and for some reason, we didn't hear them the rest of the night. But Paula got up. I think she told me she got up like around 3:30 in the morning. And they're still up.
What?
Running around the house.
Wow. Well, at least they were being quiet.
So I don't know why I didn't hear. I think I was just so tired. I
just tuned it
plus
out.
Plus, I have a noise machine that I have in my room.
Right.
So maybe that kind of drowned out all the sound.
Well, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah, so I did not make it until midnight this year. What about you?
I did.
I want to hear about it. Coming up, you just told me the answer, though. I was going to say, did Alyssa make it until midnight? She already revealed she did, but we'll hear the story coming up. Spoiler alert. Alyssa made it until midnight on New Year's Eve.
I did.
To ring in 2026. She already revealed this.
I don't really feel like, for if anybody who knows me even a little bit, this shouldn't be shocking. Of course I made it to midnight.
Like, Alyssa's usually up till midnight anyway.
I am.
It doesn't matter what day it is.
I really am.
Like, she was probably up until midnight last night.
I was.
That's crazy. Like, you're almost on to 2 years of this, of doing morning show radio.
Yeah.
And you still have not adjusted your schedule.
I have. No, I have. I take a nap when I get home for like maybe like 3 hours-ish, 2-3 hours. And then I get like 4 or 5 hours a night. Like, I'm getting all of my sleep. It's just broken up.
That's an adjustment. Okay, so it's New Year's Eve. You're up until midnight.
I am.
Where were you?
I was just at home. So Bryce and I, my husband, we did not go anywhere. We decided that we just wanted to stay in. And once we saw the weather, we were like, oh, my God, thank goodness, because it was gnarly outside.
Yeah.
That snow on New Year's Eve was crazy.
Where did that blizzard come from?
But we were watching. Well, I should say we were trying to watch the ball drop because I wanted to watch it. Before that, we were watching Fallout. There's some new episodes of season 2. So we were watching new episodes of Fallout. And we stopped it to try to watch the ball drop. You didn't try to watch, did you?
No. No.
Yeah, this is an impossible thing to watch now. If you don't have cable, forget it. It was not on Hulu, was not on Apple TV, Netflix, nothing. Not Paramount, not Peacock. It was like Tubi and like DirecTV. I was like, oh, forget it. I am not getting a new service for this. So I did like a live stream, and all that they were showing was like everything Planet Fitness branded. So we rang in 2026 with just people like with so much Planet Fitness everywhere. I'm just wondering if anybody else listening, if you watch these live streams and if you too were like, wow, that's an insane amount of marketing for Planet Fitness. But the big thing that happened to me right after midnight, I was like, you know what? Wash away the year. I took a nice long shower. I get out and I'm drying my hair and I find a gray hair, like right after midnight. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This cannot be how my year is starting. Oh my God.
You're absolutely positive it was a gray hair.
Bill, I'm not kidding. Like, I took it out. Like, I plucked this one hair and I like inspected it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is this really? It really was. It was like, I don't even think I could say it was like gray. It was like white. Like, it was like white at the very like root of it. I don't know. It's not my first gray hair that I found. I found one other in October of 2021. So I don't know. Hopefully it's my last one for a while, but I hope it's not a sign of what's to come this year.
I find it odd that you're logging them. Like, you're finding gray hairs and then you're recording them.
Well, I've only found two.
Right.
It's not that hard to keep track of.
You know the month and year.
I can tell you where I was when I found the other one. I was in San Francisco at Outside Lands. Like, I can tell you where I was, what I was doing.
That's interesting. I don't know when I ever found my first gray hair. I don't think I could. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Really? Oh, yeah. No, that sticks with me. I'm keeping on a lookout for them. So
is that a bad omen for 2026, you and your gray hair?
Maybe it means I'll be wiser this year. Who knows?
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. We are back in 2026. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Good vibes are on the way. We are very excited about good vibes this year.
We've got some exciting things going on with good vibes, and I don't think we can quite tell you what's going on yet.
Not yet. I'm busting, though.
I know.
I'm busting at the seams. I think they're just putting the final... what do they call it?
Finishing touches.
The final dots, the crossing the T's and dotting the I's.
Getting all the ducks in a row.
So hopefully some exciting things to tell you about with good vibes and 7 Brew drive-through coffee very, very soon. But we will have good vibes coming up. If you want to share with us right now, 216-474-0104. Good vibes at 6:55 on the way. The Q Morning Show, it's Bill and Alyssa. I'm going to assume, Alyssa, that you did not watch the Browns game yesterday.
You know, I did not. I did not.
I did not either. And I've been saying that for weeks now. Like, I'm not going to watch today. I'm not going to watch today. And then during the game at some point, I get curious. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? Like, I kind of want to know what's going on. So I flipped on the radio and I listened to the end of the Browns game yesterday.
I assume that it was a good vibe, though, because I heard the guys next door in the studio for the fan screaming, and it sounded good.
Yeah, if the Browns win, then the sports guys next door usually yell Super Bowl, Super Browns, like right at 6 a.m.
Oh, is that what they're yelling? Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, that's embarrassing.
Well, why don't you tell them that today?
I will.
I'm sure they would...
I'll tell them to their face.
Appreciate the positive feedback.
I'm sure they will.
The season is over. It's a very forgettable Brown season. This did happen, though, yesterday. Myles Garrett got the NFL sack record, the most sacks in a season. If I can reach over and grab this, here it is.
First down. Burrow, he's under pressure, he's sacked! And there it is, a record that has stood nearly a quarter of a century as a new leader, as 30-year-old Myles Garrett records his NFL record 23rd sack of the year, passing Woo! Michael Strahan and T.J. Watt on the all-time list.
So that's pretty exciting. One of the very few bright spots from the 2025-2026 Brown season. Today's Black Monday in the NFL.
What?
It could be.
What does that mean?
That's when teams that don't have successful years, there's turnover.
So it
could be that we hear about the Browns firing Kevin Stefanski today, Coach Kevin Stefanski.
Oh, I see.
I don't really want to see happen, but it could happen today. We'll let you know if it happens during the show this morning.
There's always next year.
Good vibes now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Next, Sonia in North Olmsted has a good vibe to share with us this morning. Sonia, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your good vibe?
My good vibe is I'm actually going to, it's my sister's birthday, and I'm going to an escape room and then dinner with not just her and some friends of hers and her partner. But we have multiple cousins and family members that we haven't seen coming together for this. And it just feels really a long time coming, but I'm really stoked to participate and really glad that we're coming together around it. So
whose choice was it to do an escape room? Was it your sister's?
It was 100% my sister's.
Okay.
And
have you done one before?
I've done one. I have.
I hope that you guys all still come out liking each other at the end, because that's what I'm concerned about, is that this is just going to turn into like an explosion and family gatherings are going to be weird from now on.
I think we were already weird beforehand. And, like, kind of...
Well, good luck to everyone, Sonia. I know people lose their minds in there, so I hope everybody likes each other after it's all said and done.
Wishing you the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And happy birthday to your sister as well.
Thank you.
The Q Morning Show. Good morning. It's our first show in 2026. Bill and Alyssa. And a word of caution, if you are returning to work today and you've had some time off, maybe you haven't been in the office or wherever you work for the past 2 weeks or so, when you arrive today, things might be broken.
Not how you left them last year.
Exactly. Some people go back and they can't remember, you know, passwords or things like that.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
But even though no one has been here in the past 2 weeks, somehow things are broken.
Sometimes I feel like our studio, like when we're gone for too long, it gets sad and revolts against us. This morning is one of those instances where we came back and things just are not working.
Immediately when we started the show this morning, I turned on my microphone and it wasn't working at all. So what I'm using a guest microphone, and that's on the other side of the room. So we have it swung around and it's towards me, except it doesn't really reach me. And so I'm hunched over right now speaking into this guest microphone just so we can continue to do a show today. It's very much like if you're driving to work and your car, you know, smoke starts coming out of the engine, but you can't pull over.
You gotta keep going.
You gotta keep going and try to diagnose the issue. So I sent out this email alert to people who are smarter than me and can try to figure this out about the microphone. And then one of the engineers said it might be turned down remotely. My microphone might be turned down remotely. Try moving the fader all the way up and down to re-enable manual control. It sounds like we're pilots.
It does. It sounds really intense. And like, I don't know. Nobody gets into radio because they're that smart. I'll just say it. I'm not good with doing this kind of stuff. That's a lot.
Do you understand what he's saying?
No, I don't.
Move the fader. Okay, I'm doing it right now.
Fader?
I'm moving the fader all the way up and down.
What does that mean?
I wish that... Can you just visualize me moving the fader up and down? Because I know that this is a radio
show. He's doing it, but I don't think it's actually doing anything.
So that is supposed to re-enable manual control? All right, so I'm turning off
the guest mic. Okay, so Bill is off the air. This poor dude, he's going to end up with a pinched nerve in his neck from the way he's having to sit to talk into the microphone.
Check. 1, 2. This is my microphone.
Oh my God, it works.
It did work.
Whoa, that's weird.
All right, well.
Have you tried turning it on and turning it off again? That was literally exactly what the problem was.
That fixed it.
How? What? I don't, whatever. I'm not going to ask questions.
Well, it's a public service this morning. If you get to work this morning
and something is broken, just turn it off and turn it back on again before reaching out to...
Just move the fader up and down and re-enable manual control. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, whatever that means to you in your world, do it and hopefully it helps.
Happy New Year. It's the Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bob is on the line. Bob has a question for you, Alyssa.
Oh, for me?
Bob, you have a question for Alyssa?
Yeah, I just wanted to know what she thought about the pierogi drop in Parma.
Bob, were you there?
No, I was not. It was way too nasty, and I have a 8-year-old and an 18-year-old at home, so we stay home. It's a little too crazy out for New Year's, you know?
See, I saw the pierogi drop after the fact, and I would have been so freaking down to watch a pierogi drop.
You didn't know it was happening.
I didn't know. There's not much, though, that could have gotten me out of the house with how gross it was out on New Year's, but a pierogi dropping in my hometown, yes, I would have gone. Yes, I would have done it.
I was not there either. In fact, I didn't hear about it until after the fact.
Yeah.
But I heard from some people that were there.
Oh, you did?
And I guess it was pretty well attended, even though there was a blizzard happening at the same time. People were there. They were in a good mood. And the one thing that I did hear, and I can't verify that this is all secondhand information, that the pierogi drops just like the ball on Times Square, right?
Yeah, so I watched the video.
But I guess the pierogi got stuck like around 5.
Yeah, I saw that. I watched a video and the pierogi was coming down so slow and the comments were like, rumor has it the pierogi is still dropping at this minute.
Like, that's okay. That's fun. They'll get it right for next year.
Yeah, we're just doing a test run. Bob, have you ever, was this the first time it's happened? Have you ever gone to one of these before?
Yeah, this is the first time it happened, but it, from what everything Parma said and the people that I talked to that were there, you know, everything was low key. They had everything shut off. Cops were there, but everybody was just having a blast, bar hopping and hanging out. So it looked crazy. Like if the kids had a babysitter, me and the wife would have been there for sure.
Well, but we've got a whole year to figure that out, Bob.
Yeah, you got a year to prepare.
100%.
We'll be out there next year for it, watching that pierogi fall out of the sky.
Happy New Year, Bob. Thanks for listening to us.
Happy New Year. Have a great one.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, Happy New Year. It's our first show in 2026. Alyssa and I are catching up this morning because we really have not seen each other since December 19th, our last show.
I know. It's been weeks.
It really has. And so we've learned so far this morning what we were doing on New Year's Eve. And if you really had to think about it, you could probably guess I was in bed before midnight.
I was not.
Despite the fact that my house was filled with 14-year-old boys just running around that house acting like lunatics.
I do find it amazing that you managed to fall asleep before midnight.
I was really tired.
Good for you. Sleep through anything, apparently.
And Alyssa, she did stay up until midnight. But then for some reason after midnight, she took a shower.
Well, yeah, I wasn't doing anything. I figure wash away 2025, do a little self-care.
And then you go to bed like right after the shower?
I painted my nails, kept watching the show. We were watching Fallout. New episodes are on. I think it's on Prime.
Okay, so it was a chill night at home for you.
Just a chill night, yeah.
On New Year's Eve. 216-474-0104. What was the unusual thing you were doing at midnight on New Year's Eve? And what, is that a dog barking?
Yeah, what was that? That was loud. I don't know what that was. Thought I was losing it for a second. There was just something like echoing out in the main part of the Halley building that we work in.
We work in the Halley building downtown, and there's residences above us. So someone is obviously taking out their dog for a walk this morning. There's going to be a meeting later this week where someone's going to say, can you stop, like, whenever you hear a sound, can you stop?
You don't have to tell people about it. Yes, I do.
Can you please be professional and just keep talking? And just because you hear a dog barking doesn't mean you have to say.
Oh, dog!
Yeah. Anyway, what? 216-474-0104.
What was your New Year's like? Was it more exciting than mine and Bill's?
What was the unusual thing you were doing? So, you know, you might have been at the pierogi drop in Parma or...
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that is kind of unusual because it's...
I would say that's pretty unusual.
You know, but you weren't asleep. It wasn't just a chill night at home. What were you doing? It might not... Maybe it wasn't even anything to do that was... You weren't celebrating anything. You were doing something completely different.
Maybe.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Olivia Dean. It's Q104. Christopher is listening to us this morning. Christopher, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So what was the unusual way that you rang in the new year?
Well, we had some unexpected guests.
Okay.
Yeah, the fire department came over to my house. Whoa, on New Year's
fire
Eve.
Department?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you have a fire?
No, but we basically got the whole calendar over at our place.
Okay, well, I'm going to sit back and enjoy this story then.
Yeah.
Why was the fire department at your house on New Year's Eve?
Okay, so we decided to have like a nice, quiet, laid-back New Year's Eve at my place, our place. And my wife invited one of her coworkers and her coworker's husband over. And we were in our hot tub, which we recently got. And we weren't really drinking a lot. But my friend's wife, she stands up to get out of the tub. She like loses her footing. She slips and she falls. She falls in between the hot tub in my house. And she got like wedged in between.
Stuck?
Yeah, she was stuck, like wedged, it was like a cartoon. We couldn't believe our eyes. It was like unbelievable.
She could not get out on her own, and you guys couldn't help her because obviously the fire department had to show up.
Yeah.
No, we couldn't get her out. She was like really, really wedged in there, and her leg was like hurting so bad. We didn't want to injure her by trying to yank her out. My gosh, by the time they actually got her out, it was like 12:30 in the morning.
It was like right at midnight.
Yeah. We missed the ball drop. We missed the whole shebang.
Aww.
Oh my God. She must have been like, obviously it's nice to be in a hot tub, even though it's cold outside. It's like in the 30s or whatever. But like, how did you, like she was stuck in it.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Like, she's stuck and she's wet from just being in the tub.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's starting to get like, I don't want to say hypothermia, but she could tell she was cold. So we're bringing out blankets. We got blankets we haven't used in years. Like, we're just trying to warm her. And you know, we missed the whole midnight. We missed everything because we're just so focused on her. And I'm not complaining, but, you know.
Yeah.
Is she okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, physically, she's fine. I think she's, like, horribly embarrassed. But, she thinks she might have, like, torn her ACL or something.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah, she's going to see a doctor this week, like a specialist, to get, you know, an x-ray and whatever else to do.
Oh, man.
Well.
On the upside, 2026 can only go up from here, really.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what we were joking about. We were like, well, there's only one way to go but up.
How about that nice, quiet, laid-back New Year's Eve that you had there, Christopher?
Yeah, how was that?
Pretty ironic. Yeah, it was anything but, you know.
Happy New Year, Christopher. Thank you for calling in with that story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Forgive me because I'm not really in the hot tub lifestyle, but is that enjoyable to be sitting in a hot tub when there's like it's like a snowstorm? And
I've done it. It can be fun.
Like, there's snow in your face?
Yeah, it might have been enclosed, though.
Oh, an enclosed hot tub?
Yeah, that's also an option. That would probably be nicer.
Well, must be nice for Christopher then. Yeah. Congratulations on all your success, Christopher.
Christopher, whenever you want to invite us over. I'm down.
No, I don't want to be that person. Sam in Avon Lake has the honor, of being the first contestant of Alyssa's College of Knowledge in 2026. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's play this game and give Alyssa a loss to kick off this new year. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, 5 trivia questions. Whoever answers the most questions correctly between the two of you will win the game. Unless it's a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Sam, are you ready?
Yeah.
Question 1. In what month do we celebrate Memorial Day?
May.
Question 2. It's a type of carpet. It's also a type of cat.
Persian.
Question 3. What president resigned, leading to Gerald Ford becoming the 38th president of the United States?
Taft.
Question 4. What popular book series had its first title changed from the Philosopher's Stone in the UK to the Sorcerer's Stone in the United States?
Harry Potter.
Final question. The abbreviation for the state of Maine is what? 2 letters.
M-E.
Sam, very good.
Thank you.
4 questions correct out of 5.
All right.
What question did you miss? How many will Alyssa miss, if any? Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Alyssa has returned to the studio. Alyssa, meet our first contestant of Alyssa's College of Knowledge in 2026. It's Sam in Avon Lake.
Good morning, Sam.
Happy New Year, Alyssa.
Happy New Year.
Sam just did very well to begin this new year. He went 4 out of 5.
All right. A strong start to 2026.
So Alyssa needs 4 questions correct just to tie Sam. Any more than that, she's going to win the game. Question 1. In what month do we celebrate Memorial Day?
May.
Question 2. It's a type of carpet. It's also a type of cat.
A type of cat?
Yes, ma'am.
A shag? I don't know.
Have you heard of a shag cat
No,
before?
I haven't. That's why I'm like, I can't think of any other types of rugs.
It would be a Persian cat.
Got it. Okay.
And carpet.
Yeah. Okay. I see.
Question 3. What president resigned, leading to Gerald Ford becoming the 38th president of the United States?
Well, if this is any indication of how my year is going, I am in for quite a ride. I have no idea.
Like, seriously.
I don't know.
Shame on both of you. Richard Nixon.
I don't think Richard Nixon would be upset that I didn't know that, okay? I don't think he would be offended.
Well, not in the state he's in now.
No.
Question 4. And you need both of these, right? No.
No, I lost already.
Do you know what just happened?
I already lost. That's why I said, if this is any indication of how my year is going, then wow.
I totally forgot how to play this game in the last 2 weeks. Question 4. What popular book series had its first title changed from the Philosopher's Stone in the UK to the Sorcerer's Stone in the US?
Harry Potter.
That one's correct. And the abbreviation for the state of Maine. Is what? 2 letters.
MN?
MN is incorrect. MN would be what, Sam? Do you know MN?
Minnesota.
Yeah, MN is Minnesota. ME is Maine. Alyssa only got 2 correct today.
We don't need to talk about it.
Out of 5. Sam smoked her.
Yes, he did. Good game, Sam.
Good game, Alyssa.
Nice job, Sam. We do have some fantastic prizes for you, and you have the distinction of being our first contestant of Alyssa's College of Knowledge in 2026.
And our first winner.
And we'll always remember you for that. Always.
Well, hopefully the trend continues and you know, Alyssa, her streak ended in 2025. So
that's the spirit. Love it.
My name is Sam, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. So I ended up getting my wife, Paula, a professional massage.
Nice.
That's what I was leaning towards pretty much the entire month of December. Because if you ask my wife, she went through absolute hell taking care of the family and me as I spent, well, the first couple weeks in an air cast and I'm on crutches and then I'm on a scooter.
In the middle of the holidays. So she needs that massage.
Right. I was on the couch for pretty much Thanksgiving until about a week after that.
She was excited, though?
Well, this is an original. But this is the way that I presented it to her, because we decided, and we've done this for years now, we don't get gifts for each other on Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So what I did was I wrote out on a little piece of paper, I said, this piece of paper, this is a receipt, good for one massage.
Did you put like professional massage?
No.
Like not for, oh.
No.
Oh.
So she opened it up and she's like, really?
Oh, like, she thought that it was like...
It'd be one of yours. Famous massages.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, that's really, it's really funny.
And then you're like, no, like I paid money then, like for a nice massage.
Yeah, then I give her the nice massage, so haha, funny.
And she was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like a blast.
So hopefully she uses that soon and enjoys her spa day. How about, what did you get from Bryce?
It's so funny that you say that about the coupon for the massage, because Christmas morning, my husband, Bryce, he loves to have the presents under the tree before Christmas Day.
Okay.
He wants to be able to, like, shake them. And if anybody has been listening to the show for the past year or so, my husband, like, loves Legos. So one of the gifts under the tree for me, I could tell, was a Lego. There was only 2 under there. And the other one, I thought... Because I want to say, like, for my birthday, he had actually ordered from Amazon massage coupons for, like, an at-home massage from him.
Right.
So the size of the box, I thought that it was, like, one of those massage coupons. So I opened this tiny box first. I just rip into it on Christmas morning. He got me a freaking Apple Watch. I was like, whoa, whoa, wait, what?
An Apple Watch?
I thought that this was a massage coupon from you. Like,
did you even ask for an Apple Watch?
I did not, but I've always wanted one.
And you've expressed interest before in having an Apple Watch.
I've expressed interest, but by no means did I think that he was going to get me an Apple Watch. He actually, like a couple of weeks ago, just in passing, he was like, what color of an Apple Watch would you want? And I was like, what? I don't know. Why? He's like, I'll get you an Apple Watch for Christmas. But he said it in such a, like, in passing way that I didn't think he was serious.
That's not very sneaky at all.
And I was just like, oh, I don't know. Probably just to match my phone. And he was like, I don't know. And, like, he let it go. He never talked about it again.
Did he match your phone?
He did. He did. He got me the same color as my phone. And then what was really funny, though, is that we did that Christmas morning, and then by Christmas dinner, he had ordered himself an Amazon or an Apple Watch off of Amazon. He loves his gadgets.
Did he ask you first? Well, he doesn't have to ask you first.
He doesn't have to ask me.
He has his own money.
He bought it himself.
I always ask that question because I'm not allowed to spend my own money.
Yeah, we're not on the same bank accounts. We're in the process of like slowly merging things. We merged car insurance over the holidays. We're making strides.
So now I think he bought you that Apple Watch for Christmas just so he could buy his own Apple Watch.
Possible, but I got an Apple Watch out of it, so I don't care.
You're happy with it?
I really like it, but it keeps yelling at me to stand up. And I'm like, dude, it's between Christmas and New Year's. Give me a break. This is the time that is set aside for naps. And it just, every so often, it's like, time to stand.
Stand up and do what?
Exactly. Exactly. I'm like, what do you want me to do? It's just like,
it has no further instructions.
No,
it just
says,
stand up.
It says time to stand. Get up to reach your daily goal. And I'm like, for what?
Because
why?
Because right now you're sitting in here for 4 hours. If you stood up, I would think that would be unusual. And if you left the room, that would absolutely be detrimental to the show.
Yeah, well, my Apple Watch is telling me to do so. So if I just get up and walk out, that's why.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've got the Q Morning Show. Q104, you've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So I learned something new over the weekend. Not actually over the weekend, over the holidays.
And what's that?
You're going to laugh at me because I think that once I say it, you're going to be like, yeah, I knew that. Everybody knows that. But I learned it, and so I wanted to share it with you. So you know how on your iPhone you've got alarm clocks, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I've got a million alarm clocks on here.
Oh, I have so many.
Because I have worked in morning radio for a while, and so depending on what you have to do that day, there's just different times that you have to get up. So I have 3:10, 3:25, 3:30, 3:55, 4, and it goes on
and so forth.
And I have alarms throughout the day.
Same. I just never delete them. I just turn them off.
So this must have been Christmas week. Paula has to work, and I'm home with the kids.
Uh-huh.
And we're getting ready for our Christmas Eve party at my mom's house, and we're supposed to bring the appetizers. So Paula, because she knows she's going to be at work, she asked me, will you please take 2 packages of cream cheese out of the fridge and put them on the counter at 1 o'clock in the afternoon? And I'm like, sure, fine, no problem. She's like, will you set an alarm? And I'm like, for what?
To take out the cheese.
Right. And I'm like, I'm not going to set an alarm for that. I said, I'll just do it. And she's like, you're going to forget. Set an alarm. And she's like, put it in there.
Your wife knows.
She's like, but here's what I learned. You can label what the alarm is for. You can actually type in.
Are you serious that you didn't know this?
I had no idea. Look
you're
at all
joking.
My alarms. Look at all my alarms. They all say alarm.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could type in what you were setting the alarm for.
Is this your first iPhone?
No.
Like, are you serious? You didn't know. This is not a new function. This isn't even an update in the past, like, 5 years. Maybe not even 10 years. This has, like, always been a thing.
I said you were going to make fun of me.
Yeah, and I am. You're right. You called me out on that.
But from someone who only really uses an alarm to wake up, it never occurred to me that I would need to label my alarms. Because what am I doing? I'm getting up. Like, what's the point of labeling it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get it. I've had alarms that I have, like, every day to, like, take medication. So now, I'll label that.
Okay, so look in your iPhone right now. Like, what do you have? What alarms do you have labeled?
Oh, God.
Because I have nothing labeled. Let's get into this. Because I think this is funny. Because right now, in my iPhone, I've got all these alarms set.
Okay, I don't have any labels on my alarms right now. I'm not a big labeler, but like I knew that you could do that. I just choose not to.
But now I have 1 p.m. take 2 packages of cream cheese out of fridge. By the way,
what's going to be really funny is that you're going to need another 1 p.m. alarm for something, and you're not going to change the label. You're just going to do the take cream cheese out of the fridge one.
You know, she texted me that day like at 12:50, and she's like, don't forget to take the cream cheese out of the fridge. And I'm like, why did you text me? Why did you have me set the alarm?
She did not want you to forget.
Make me label the alarm with what exactly what you wanted me to do.
Because she was seeing the future, and she was seeing that you would have forgotten to take it out of the fridge.
216-474-0104. I thought this would be fun. Call us up. Get out your iPhone. And I want you to read us the alarms that you have set.
Like, oh, yeah.
Because if I don't change this, like
you're just going to have it for forever. Like I said, you're going to need a 1 p.m. alarm for something. You're going to like lay down and take a nap.
Like, what's the most ridiculous thing that you have in your alarm? Take 2 packages of cream cheese out of your fridge.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
216-474-0104. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, yeah, I'm taking a lot of grief on the text machine because I did not know that you could label your alarms on your iPhone.
The Bill is out here living like it's 2008.
It just never occurred to me to do that. Like, usually when I set an alarm, it's because I want it to wake me up. But I realize that a lot of people use alarms throughout the day to remember to do everyday tasks.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you're getting a lot of heat that people are saying, did you not know that you can literally tell Siri to just set a reminder to do things at a certain time? Do you know this?
Yeah, these are life hacks, right?
This text is cracking me up. I don't want to rock your world too much. Talks about the reminders. Like, I don't want to.
What's that?
Just saying that you can set reminders. You can.
Well, you're going to have to show me how to do that. I don't know what that is.
Wow.
Like, I have no idea what that is.
Oh, boy.
Serena in Willowick. Serena, who are you yelling at?
My dogs. Sorry. Oh,
that's okay.
I was hoping you were yelling at Bill.
No.
Serena, do you have your iPhone out?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead and read off some of the What you have your alarms labeled?
Well, alarm set for? Okay. Take my meds at 6 a.m.
Okay.
Dog meds at 6 p.m. Cat medication at 8 p.m. Soccer practice starts at 6, so the alarm is set for 5:30 p.m. on Saturdays. Calling Costco to refill my dog's medication on the 30th at like noon, so because they're due on the 1st.
So you have you just leave those on all the time, and they just go off, and then you look, and then it tells you. Tell you what to do.
Yep. Now, do you actually do the things? Because I've tried the reminders in my phone. My issue is that I just go ahead and clear them away. I just exit out. Do you actually complete the things that pop up when they're there?
If there's a couple days leeway, no. But usually it's done every single day. Like the medication has to be timed a certain way, certain things like that.
It does?
So 96% of the time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because when you explained it, you said 6 p.m. dog medication, 8 p.m. cat medication.
Yeah.
There's no way you can combine that. Because obviously, I would just have...
You need a two-hour break at that point. That sounds terrible. I mean, the dog was easier, I would think, that like you butter them up with some peanut butter and they're okay. But the cat, you have to mentally and emotionally prepare for that.
I have to, because the dogs eat dinner around 5:36 with their pills, but the cats don't really come downstairs until the dogs have had their dinner, they're sleeping. So Crush needs his medication at 8 p.m. for his IBD, otherwise I forget to give it.
Well, that makes total sense now.
Oh, a little kitty with IBD, my heart.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Can't. Oh, my gosh.
It would just give me a lot of anxiety. It's like, all right, I fed the dogs, now it's 6:05, but I can't do anything else. I can't leave the house. I got to feed the cats at 8. Or give the cats medication.
Well, there's also four dogs and 8 cats, so it's hard to juggle all the things if I don't write things down.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's fair.
You've got a lot going on over there, Serena. Thank you so much for listening to us.
Have a great day.
Your alarm's going to go off any second now.
For something.
Pretty much.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Kristen in Lorain is here. Kristen, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So Alyssa has not won this game yet in 2026. She lost earlier this morning. Let's see if we can give her another loss here this morning. Kristen, thank you so much for listening. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you're going to win. If she does the same to you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Kristen?
I'm ready.
Complete this phrase. Where there's smoke, there's blank.
Fire.
Question 2. This city is associated with grunge in the early 90s.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'll pass that one. I really have no clue.
Just guess a city.
A city? New York City.
Question 3. It's the German word for a noisy ghost or a spirit.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know that one either.
All right, let's try 4. The smallest in a litter of puppies is known as the what?
The runt of the litter, I think.
Final question. If you had conjunctivitis, that would be terrible. But you would tell people you had what?
Pink eye.
All right, Kristen, you did pretty well. You got 3.
Really? Wow, cool. That's so much better than I thought.
3 out of 5. Will 3 out of 5 be enough to beat Alyssa a second time this morning? We're about to find out. Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next on Q104. It's Q104. Alyssa has returned. Kristen in Lorain is trying to give Alyssa her second loss of 2026.
Good morning, Kristen.
Hey, good morning.
How'd it go?
Not too bad.
Okay.
Not too bad.
She went 3 out of 5.
Not bad at all.
So Alyssa needs 3 questions correct to tie Kristen. Any more than that, she's going to win the game. Question 1. Complete this phrase. Where there's smoke, there's blank.
Fire.
Question 2. This city is associated with grunge in the early 90s.
Seattle.
Is the city we were looking for there, Kristen?
Darn.
Question 3. It's the German word for a noisy ghost or a spirit.
A poltergeist?
A poltergeist is correct. That's 3. Alyssa gets the tie. Question four. The smallest in a litter of puppies is known as the what?
The runt.
The runt of the litter is correct. If you had conjunctivitis, that would be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But you would tell people you had what?
Pink eye.
Pink eye is correct. Well.
Got my groove back. Look at that.
Dang.
Alyssa wins for the first time in 2026.
Good game, Kristen.
Good job. That was a good one.
That was a good game.
Kristen, thank you so much. We have some fantastic prizes for you.
Sweet. Thank you. My name is Kristen, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.